protest over hijab ban. Atitya Sulaiman is a Matiyom 6 student. Until recently, she was a student at Wat Nong Jaw Secondary School, where she did quite well in her studies with a GPA of 3.5. Atitya would like to continue studying at Wat Nong Jaw, but things have changed. During the final semester last year, the school, located within the compound of a Buddhist temple, imposed a ban on wearing hijab, or the Muslim headscarf. Atitya, a Muslim, refused to comply, and according to Hanif Youngstar, a lawyer with the Muslim Group for Peace, she was banned from the school grounds. With help from members of the group and other volunteers, Atitya tried homeschooling last year, but her grade point average slipped to 3.1. On December 6th, when the school opened for the second semester, she decided to go back to school, with her head covered by the hijab. Four school deputy directors promptly filed complaints against her. The next day, she was refused entry into a physics class. On December 8th, the school security guard stopped her and blocked her from entering the school. Yesterday, hundreds of Muslims went to Government House in protest, submitting a letter to Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra. Mr. Hanif, who says his group supports religious diversity in schools, pointed out that both the Constitution and the Ministry of Education's regulations allow pupils to cover their heads with a hijab and wear a long-sleeved shirt and skirt. Education Minister Warawat Au Apinyakun, who received the letter on behalf of the Premier, agreed that the dress code for Muslim girls does not conflict with any ministry regulations. He expressed regret for what had happened at the temple school. He then joined with protesters in knocking down a symbolic brick wall representing the separation between Buddhism and Islam. Nobody at the school could be reached for comment yesterday.